Leaders with the school system decided to halt the program Thursday night after about 1,500 tablets were cracked or broken during the past couple months. There was one incident of a charger melting. No one was injured. Jay Kenry is the director of instructional technology. He says they're seeing many compression cracks.
A tablet might be between two books in a book bag, and the student pulls it out, and it's cracked. Those types of high rates of those types of cracks concern us.
Guilford has hired Amplify, a private company, to provide and outfit the devices. In a statement, the company said it's working to answer all of the questions from the school system and figure out why more tablets are breaking in Guilford than broke in other pilot program sites. The initiative is funded by the Department of Education, which is currently unreachable due to the government shutdown. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.